My brothers and sisters in Christ, today in the gospel, Jesus predicts his own death and resurrection, laying down of his life. And today we celebrate two different saints who followed in the footsteps of Christ. First of all, Saint Wenceslaus, who is one of the patrons of our diocese, actually, and of the Bohemians. As you know, we have a church in our diocese after him in Dickinson, Saint Wenceslaus. And then also Saint Lawrence Ruiz and his companions, those who laid down their lives for Christ. Today at Mass today, I'm celebrating especially Saint Wenceslaus. And as you know, he has his own song even at Christmas time, which I'm not going to make you sing. Good King Wenceslaus. But I want to read you the lyrics to that song, because it teaches a powerful lesson. Saint Wenceslaus was killed, as was Christ, and he was actually killed by his own brother, Boleslaus. So here's the story of King Wenceslaus from that Christmas song that you all know and love, that I'm not going to make you sing. Good King Wenceslaus looked out on the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay on round about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel, when a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel. Hither, page, and stand by me, if thou knowest it telling. Yonder peasant, who is he? Where, and what his dwelling? The sire, he lives a good league hence, underneath the mountain, right against the forest fence, by St. Agnes Fountain. So the story is of Wenceslaus seeing a poor man gathering some little sticks for his fire, and so he asks his servant, "Who is that man? Where does he live?" And so the servant tells him, and so Wenceslaus says, "Bring me flesh and bring me wine, bring me pine logs hither. Thou and I shall see him dine when we bear them thither." Page and monarch, forth they went together through the rude winds, wild lament, and the bitter weather. As you can see, it's a little bit bitter today. We can make it through the weather. But you can see this page who's thinking, well, we're royalty. What are we doing in the midst of this storm? And Wenceslaus is caring for the poor. And so he begins to complain, "Sire, the night is darker now, and the wind blows stronger, fails my heart, I know not how, I can go no longer." And then Wenceslaus says to him, "Mark my footsteps, my good page, tread thou in them boldly. Thou shalt find the winter's rage freeze thy blood less coldly." In his master's steps he trod, where the snow lay dinted. Heat was in the very sod which the saint had printed. And therefore, Christian men, be sure, wealth or rank possessing, ye who now will bless the poor shall yourselves find blessing. So what did the page do? He was complaining about the cold weather like we have here in North Dakota. Wenceslaus said, "Well, walk in my path in the snow, in the midst of the snow." And what happened when he put his feet in those marks? His feet were warm. And what it teaches us is that when we follow in the footsteps of the saints, we're going to find the strength to do what our Lord is asking us to do. And what does Wenceslaus do? He dies. When we follow the saints, we're going to know how to die, and we're going to rise from the dead. Our Lord promises us that. He gives us the feast that we truly need, since he knows how poor we are. And so let us ask for that grace here at this Holy Mass as we receive Jesus, for the grace to care for the poor and to follow the footsteps of Christ. We ask St. Wenceslaus to pray for us.